This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With all due respect to television and its whole peak content thing, there is an audio content story today that's of note. Spotify says it's going to buy the sports and entertainment podcast company The Ringer, founded and run by Bill Simmons, formerly of ESPN. No details yet, but this is just the latest in a string of aggressive and, one imagines, costly purchases that Spotify has been making. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at the audio mergers and acquisition strategy.
On Spotify's earnings call this morning, CEO Daniel Ek had this to say on the acquisition, quote, "What we really did with The Ringer, I think, is we bought the next ESPN." Zach Mack, who used to produce podcasts for The Ringer and now works at Vox Media Podcast Network, thinks otherwise.
It seems so different because The Ringer just behaves so much differently than ESPN. I don't even think they would compare themselves to ESPN.
But he says in buying The Ringer, Spotify is definitely acquiring a popular podcast brand with a built-in audience.
They have just like a bunch of big shows that do really well for them.
Spotify's been on a spending spree over the past year. It's already shelled out $400 million for three podcast companies. Peter Kafka is senior correspondent at Recode. He says Spotify is looking to get a few things out of all this podcast spending.
They think they'll get new users if they have podcasts. They think they can get more advertising dollars by creating their own advertising and putting on podcasts. They think podcast users on Spotify are less likely to churn, that is, go use another service.
He says expanding further beyond music also gives Spotify the opportunity to avoid paying 60 to 70 cents on the dollar to record companies and licensing firms when users stream songs. Musicologist Asher Tobin-Chodos.
It's been hard to make money, real money, selling music since the end of the 20th century. And Spotify, for all of its technical ingenuity, hasn't changed that basic fact of the industry.
Terms weren't disclosed, but some sources estimate it's around $100 million. Spotify is a publicly traded company, so the exact numbers will come to light soon. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.